Hey, it's KBO Portland, listener-supported radio, 9 o'clock. I'm Brandon. Welcome to Drinking from Puddles, a special edition of the Drinking from Puddles show tonight. A, it's 3 hours long, and B, returning live guests, the Bell Rays, will be here in about half an hour or so. They're here already, of course, and setting up, so we're definitely looking forward to that. A couple reminders: if you consider yourself at all potentially a sensitive listener, Drinking from Puddles not recommended for that type of listener. If you are one, turn off your radio at this time. Rejoin KBOO sometime in the future. Tonight's program is being made possible in part by KBO Foundation members and a grant from Music Millennium, celebrating 37 years as a Portland recorded music store. Millennium features a wide selection of music and DVDs, including a large local artist section. They have two locations, one on 32nd and East Burnside, another on Northwest 23rd and Johnson, both those here in Portland. Yeah, stick around. The Bell Rays, it's going to be awesome. Other bands come to town as well. Got 3 hours tonight. New music here, starting us off. This band's called Paik, spelled P-A-I-K. This is the title track to their release, Monster of the Absolute, which is on the local label Strange Attractors Audio House. It's Paik. It's here for you on Drinking from Puddles, KBO Portland, listener-supported radio. I'm Brandon. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you. conceal. And in my very Nepal, Papa's graves have their appeal. And it's such unsound advice, which you gave like Vincent Price. It's the pits, my pendulum. Those were days, remember them. And I know and make it real, such a lovely clear idea. And the next thing I want more, I want all that's in the store. Time for truth, it's time to try. For the times they tend to try. As for you, unearthly child, run so free and run so wild. You just did not make me great, and you did not like the trade. Send a new and make it real, such a lovely clear out field. Send a new. For the times that tend to try. As for you, unearthly child, run so free and run so wild. You just did not make me great, and you did not like the train.
corner. In Pilwi corner. Inside. Africa, Sina Mata, Ogumobin Pilwi Kona. Africa, Sina Mata, Ogumobin Pilwi Kona. Impilwi Kona. Inside. Sina Sashova. Tini, Tanki, Kwala, Kwala, Fuga, Mzawa.
Yeah, brand new stuff from Mission of Burma here on Drinking from Puddles. I'm Brandon. We're just moments away from the bell rays live in the studio. Let me quickly tell you who we heard in our opening set there. Mission of Burma, new stuff. The Obliterati is the name of the new record on Matador. That song, 1001 Pleasant Dreams. Before that, Dino Moren with Mother Nature Did Vuna. Also in there, Sister Rosetta Tharpe, Up Above My Head, I Hear Music. Ed Cooper of the Saints, former guest here on the show, did Ill Wind. Last Town Chorus did Chase Your Mind from their self-titled self-release CD. And started off tonight with Paik, P-A-I-K, and Monster of the Absolute, the title track from their new one on Strange Attractors Audio House. Well, the Bell Rays are back here in Drinking from Puddles studio. For the second time in less than 6 months, extremely excited and glad that they could make it back once again. And they have several gigs here tomorrow. First, actually two overlap because they're pre-recording. They're going to be on KPSU Live like they are here, except actually it's not live. So they're going to be there you can listen to them on KPSU at 6 p.m., but you may want to tape them because also at 6 p.m., they're doing a actual live in-store at Music Millennium Northwest. So I would go to the in-store and tape the broadcast. And then, of course, definitely go down to see them tomorrow night at Dante's, where they will be playing with I Can Lick Any Son of a Bitch in the House, The Divining Rods, and more. The Bell Rays, you got to experience them live. Two opportunities to do so tomorrow, and two radio opportunities, this being the first one, and that means they came up early, especially for this show. And so my thanks going out to you guys. You can hear me and all, right?
Yes, you can.
Hey.
Yes.
Well, welcome back. Again, I'm honored to have you guys here tonight.
We're honored to be here.
It's
thank
fun.
You.
Directly to the people.
So here live for us on Drinking from Puddles, it's the Bell Rays.
Hey.
Woo!
case you're wondering, these tunes are from our new record called Have a Little Faith. You just heard Tell the Lie, Pay the Cobra, Third Time's a Charm, and this is Change the World.
Change the world, gonna change it tonight. Can't wake up dreaming what I've never seen.
right, that's beginning from the end. We want to leave with one more off of the Red, White, and Black. This is Revolution Get Down.
The bell rays. Lisa, Robert, Tony, and Craig, thanks so much for coming up to town early for another appearance here on the Drinking from Puddles program.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Pleasure. Thank
awesome.
You. Make sure all these people know what their new favorite record is, too.
Have a Little Faith is the new one. We've been hearing it here on the program extensively since it came out. And
I'd like to thank you guys on air for doing that because it is a great record.
It really
Everybody
is.
Should have one.
Like all the records in the Bell Rays catalog.
And rock on, Brandon. Talk.
In fact, I was going to ask you, when I did my one and only Christmas set last December, I both opened and closed it with a song from the Bell Rays Christmas release that is not in stores. Is that something that's going to come out in the future? Or? Because it was just tremendous as well, and I really, really enjoyed that one. Definitely, and I'm sure you'll have the new record at the Dante's gig tomorrow night.
Absolutely, new ones, old ones, T-shirts, everything.
And don't forget, they're also doing an in-store at Northwest Music Millennium at 6 p.m., which is at the same time that the KPSU performance for tomorrow will be broadcast.
That's right. If people can do TiVo, they can tape their radio stuff, too.
So, yeah, that way you'd be able to see one and hear the other later. And
yeah, and even if they're coming to the show tomorrow night, they should still come out to the in-store because we always change it up.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, thanks again so much, and you're welcome back anytime, of course. And
okay, we'll be here tomorrow.
Well, only on a Wednesday night. Yeah, next Wednesday night. Tomorrow I can't vouch for. I can only control this 2 hours, but you're welcome on it at any time. And you've always done a great job, and tonight, of course, no exception. And thanks so much. I know Lisa has to save her voice because of the three-gig day tomorrow, which, as I said before, is just insane. But definitely.
We are crazy, so
another day in the life of the bell ringer.
All right. Well, thanks again. Definitely check out the bell ringer tomorrow night at Dante's Music Millennium Northwest at 6 p.m., and on KPSU at the very same time. And I have more exciting live on the program news that just confirmed today, so I haven't had even a chance to mention it yet. But next week on the program, Scout Niblett will be performing live right here on the show. And to get us ready for that, I got something up now from her latest, Kidnapped by Neptune. I've been wanting to have her for quite a while, so I'm really glad it's finally working out. This song is called Good to Me. Scout Niblett, don't miss her next Wednesday night right here on the Drinking from Puddles program. And right now, you can check her out.
to me one night. You're so good to me one night, yeah. Good to me one night. Good to me.
That's Scout Niblett, who is going to be here next week on the program live, just like the fabulous Bellrays were here tonight. And I neglected to thank King Fader, Jay, for coming down and doing sound once again. Thanks to him, making it all possible, as he will be next week as well. Right now, we're going to now go into bands like coming to town that you can actually go see. This next band is Pelican. They're playing with Mono at the Loveland. I believe it's June 2nd. I'll verify that for you at the end of the set. But this is the title track from... No, it's not. It's a song called March Into the Sea, and it's from the Fire in Our Throats Will Beckon the Thaw. It's Pelican. It's here for you on KBO Portland, listener-supported radio, and the program Drinking from Puddles.
going out. We like this J up right here. For all the hard work and fun. Hop across this country, across the world. Auntie, for everybody on the grind every day, 9 to 5, 8 to 12. It's just, you know how we do it. Hand to hand, whatever. Yeah.
I've been working all my life, but ain't got nothing to show. I ain't telling you nothing, you don't already know. I've been working all my life, but ain't got nothing to show. Like this world just don't want us to grow. I've been working all my life, but ain't got nothing to show. I ain't telling you nothing, you don't already know. I've been working all my life, but ain't got nothing to show. Wanna run up in the White House and kick
what a nigga gon' eat when the refrigerator empty. Work all week, let the boss man pimp me. Can't pay no rent to the 15th landlord. Call the police to evict me. Looking for a job and it won't ask. Have you ever been to jail? No, they gon' ask. Ever took a piss test that you didn't pass? In between jobs in the past, how you get cash? I done worked over high-ass stoves. I done picked up trash off roads. Wintertime in the streets in the cold. Many time had to sleep in my clothes on the floor. What you know about being poor? Seeing most of your kinfolk be on dope. Ain't nobody in the hood got no hope in this fucked up system. And that's why we don't vote. Still paying niggas 425. How the fuck we supposed to survive? I'm close to the edge. Government taking most of my bread and taxes. Might as well have a toast in my head. Make a nigga wanna wild out. Run up in the White House with the gauge out. Click clap. Give me my shit back. Biatch.
I've been working all my life, but ain't got nothing to show. I ain't telling you nothing, you don't already know. I've been working all my life, but ain't got nothing to show. Like this world just don't want us to grow. I've been working all my life, but ain't got nothing to show. I ain't telling you nothing, you don't already know. I've been working all my life, but ain't got nothing to show. Wanna run up in the White House and kick in the door. Whoa, whoa.
My uniform, just a number on a W4 phone.
See where I'm from, it's a few ways out. Either rap, either sports, either dope, or the casket. You can work to the bone, but I tell you, please don't put all your eggs in one basket. We don't never get a piece of the pie. Work 50 years, retire, then die. Stay poor, rich folks is a criminal. But you don't want to hear me though, so thank God it's Friday. Ain't what we live for, nigga gotta get up out the plantation. Same job that my pop had before me, I'ma pass it down to my seed fucked up situation. Make a nigga wanna wild out, run up in the White House with the gauge out. Click clack, so give me my shit back. Yeah.
I've been working all my life, but ain't got nothing to show. I ain't telling you nothing, you don't already know. I've been working all my life, but ain't got nothing to show. Wanna run up in the White House and kick in the door. Whoa, whoa.
Really though.
Just like a plantation, they owe me and got me filling out this application.
Yeah. future days. I lied with this week's bread, and now my soft spot's growing tight. It's my last meal, cause her boyfriend's back for my life to steal.
I'm a rubber knuckle. want you to get up. I want you to feel the inside of your heart blood. Feel the inside shaking and trembling. Oh, got your heart cupped in shaking hands. Shaking hands. Don't let me down. Don't break me. You're the hands and the sounds inside. I'll let you.
Three-time live guest here on the program, Carla Bozulich. Drinking from Puddles is the show you're tuned into. I'm Brandon. KBO Portland listener-supported radio. That was a whole set of artists coming to town. Carla, that's from her new one called Evangelista, and that song was Evangelista 1. It's out on Constellation, or possibly just about to come out. I know she's coming, I think, in June, probably late June, and then hopefully again in September. I don't have exact concert information yet, but I do have the CD, so I wanted to throw it on there. Look for her dates, so Carla Buzlich, always excellent. Before that, Danielson Family did Rubbernecker. Danielson Family are coming to town. It's pretty soon now. Is it this week or next? Oh, here it is. On May 31st with Fawn Fables. And the show has been moved. It's now at the Loveland, Danielson Family. Before them, Neil Young did Let's Impeach the President. That's from his new one, Living with War, on Reprise. And Neil Young is coming to town as part of the ensemble Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young at the Rose Garden on July 28th. Before Neil Young, Dead Prez did W4. Dead Prez playing a show this week at the Wonder Ballroom, I think that's right, on May 19th, and Pelican at the top of that with March into the Sea, and the Pelican date is, in fact, June 2nd, as I had guessed, with Mono at Loveland Alluvium, also on the bill. And before that, we had a little one-song set from Scout Niblett, who will be my guest next week here live on the program, so definitely check that out. She's amazing. And as several of you have called, it was the Bell Rays who were my live in guest studio tonight. They are amazing. And once again, the Bell Ray shows tomorrow that you can go see. First at 6 p.m., they'll be doing a in-store at Music Millennium Northwest, Northwest 23rd and Johnson, and then the regular show at Dante's tomorrow night. Definitely recommended by me, the Bell Rays. They always bring it, as they did tonight here on the show, and my thanks once again going out to them. It is a three-hour edition of Drinking from Puddles tonight, as I will be covering the first hour of Life During Wartime, and then Callie will be coming in at midnight, and I think she's more or less going to do a Life During Wartime presentation. But for right now, anyway, I'm continuing with bands coming to town. And this is an old Portland band who are reforming for a little Northwest, West Coast jaunt, and couldn't be more excited. Team Dresch are returning for their first show here in a long, long time. It's going to be at the Wonder Ballroom on May 27th. This song by Team Dresch is called Screwing Your Courage. It's here for you on Drinking from Puddles.
It's summer, the hair's burning, a mile up the thigh. Just like so much corn in late July. But it's a summer. Shaking and my feet are bitter cold. I need some fries to go with that shake. I need to grease back my hair. In the northern field.
tizzy round. Then you will know that my wounds have been healed. Cause Lord, I'll be homeward bound. Let the flames warm your hands. Let the glow light your way. These gifts to you I bring. We'll be right back.
That's Mogwai here, wrapping up that set of bands, coming it down. Didn't think I was on there, but I suppose that I was. Here on Drinking from Puddles, I'm Brandon. I'm going to tell you who you heard in there. It's KBO Portland, listener-supported radio 90.7 here in Portland. And if you're tuning in expecting, going, hey, where's life during wartime? You should be over already. It is a special three-hour edition of the Drinking from Puddles program tonight. Callie will be coming in an hour earlier than she normally would at midnight, and we'll be doing an abbreviated Life During Wartime program. I will be playing some punk a bit later, but of course not all like they normally do. But let me tell you who you heard in that set and where they're playing. Mogwai, Friend of the Night from their latest Mr. Beast. They're playing the Wonder Ballroom on May 25th. Former guest here on the program, Joe Jackson, did Memphis. Joe is coming to town, even though I think the last tour was supposed to be the last one. Apparently not. Like Cher, Joe's coming back June 19th to the Aladdin Theater. Mono did, I think the entire side is called Yearning. I didn't realize that, so I think what I played was more or less Yearning Part 2. Mono, part of that Mono Pelican bill at the Loveland on June 2nd. Mountain Goats in there, another former guest here on the show, did The House That Dripped Blood. The Mountain Goats show at the Doug Fir will be June 10th. Bauhaus in there with Stigmata Martyr. Bauhaus are opening a show at the Clark County Fairgrounds on May 27th. And before Bauhaus, we heard from William Elliott Whitmore. William Elliott Whitmore will be at the Hawthorne Theater on June 2nd, and we started that set off with Team Dresch. Team Dresch did Screwing Your Courage, and they are reuniting for a series of shows on the West Coast. The Portland engagement will be at the Wonder Ballroom on May 27th. So, yeah, I'm going to take this extra time here tonight to talk about a couple topical issues before I play some more music. I did send what I'm about to read out as a MySpace bulletin, and I know it got resent to several other groups of friends as other people reposted it as bulletins. So if you've already heard this, forgive me. But I do think it's important, and there is the overall issue is happening to a lot of people, but what may be of interest possibly even more so to people who would normally be listening to Life During Wartime right now is that one of the people affected is longtime punk musician and Maximum Rock and Roll writer George Tabb. And this is the bulletin I wrote about it. I entitled U.S. Government Poisons Their Own People, New York City Punk Rocker Needs Aid. As you are no doubt aware, one of the reasons originally used to justify the Iraq War, for which the real purpose is to keep the Bush family business allies in Saudi Arabia and OPEC in control of the price and supply of oil, obviously much to the benefit of U.S. oil companies and other big business interests, was that Saddam Hussein had poisoned his own people, which for all I know may be true. But since the other reasons given included supposed weapons of mass destruction, ties to Al-Qaeda, and other thoroughly proven falsehoods, it makes everything we were told at that time suspect. But what is becoming quite evident is that the administration in the aftermath of 9/11 has forsaken its own people who live near the Ground Zero area, as well as the firefighters, police, and other brave aid workers attempting to help during that horrendous and trying time, in an effort to protect business interests and the dollar. The EPA, or Environmental Protection Agency, on many occasions reassured New Yorkers that the air was safe and that they needn't evacuate despite the alarming smell and other evidence to the contrary. As you can imagine, had they said anything else, the exodus of peoples and their accompanying cash flow would have been staggering in the immediate and even the surrounding areas. It appears as though a decision was made to sacrifice the health of those that lived in the vicinity, as well as those of the well-intentioned aid workers. I surmise that this was done to maintain as much of a financial status quo as possible, given the dreadful situation. Many people in the area and those that helped afterwards are now coming down with serious and mysterious diseases that the U.S. government is refusing to recognize as 9/11 related. One of those severely affected is longtime New York City writer and punk musician George Tabb, who lives right in that area. His life has been negatively affected on several fronts, but most seriously his health. Like most of us average Americans, he does not have the Halliburton health coverage plan or those of our elected officials. Even if you cannot afford to donate to his medical expenses, please visit the Help George Tabb MySpace page at www.myspace.com/helpgeorgetabb, all one word, into your browser to read his story. It's important to be aware of what is going on so that you can help spread the truth to others. Throughout its history, America has supported tyrannical leaders and even genocide, starting with the Native Americans, but in the rest of the world as well, whenever that was best for the pocketbooks of those in power. Definitely in the Middle East, but also against the Assyrians in Turkey or Greece or wherever there was a more better, willing, and lucrative trade partner to be had. Humanity be damned. Don't get me wrong, I'm all for the idealized version of America we were taught in school, a country based on truth, equality, integrity, and the pursuit of happiness, but every day we seem to find out more and more that that America is a myth. The time for revolution is fast approaching, as a two-party system, like the commercial media, is too corrupted and compromised to be saved. But in the meantime, George Tabb has his own personal war to fight. And I want to give you the website pages where you can help George Tabb. The first one would be www.myspace.com/helpgeorgetabb, all one word. And also there's a new political action site that's going to take on one issue at a time called the Whirlwind Coalition, Whirlwind taken from the Gits song. And the first issue that they're going to tackle is this George Tabb and getting the word out about what has really happened in that Ground Zero area and the aftermath and the neglect of the U.S. government and giving out the proper information at the time to protect the health of the innocents who live near that area. And that website is www.myspace.com/whirlwindcoalition, WHIRLWIND, coalition, but spelled as all one word. And I'm going to come back in a few minutes and talk about another thing that was talked about on Democracy Now! This morning. But I did want to play a song that George Tabb played guitar on, and one of my favorite moments in my KBOO history was the night Jerry Garcia died, and unbeknownst to me, they had scheduled a Jerry Garcia special thing after my Drinking from Puddles program, but I didn't know it, and I decided to leave that night with this song by Iron Prostate featuring George Tabb on guitar, and it's a song called Bring Me the Head of Jerry Garcia. Help this guy out. George Tabb needs your help. KBO Portland, listener-supported radio, extended version of Drinking from Puddles. I'm Brandon. Thanks for listening.
Dumb as a doorknob.
and Prostate, Bring Me the Head of Jerry Garcia. And the part of the story I forgot to mention is, of course, okay, so I was leaving with that song. Unbeknownst to me, they had scheduled this Jerry Garcia tribute special. And as I opened the door to walk out, there's like 40 people all with their mouth agape, thinking that, you know, oh my God, Satan has just got off the air. And it was like the one time I forgot to bring my machine gun. And we would have, I probably wouldn't be here, but we'd have such a better station now. Anyway, the website to help George Tab, once again, myspace.com/helpgeorgetab, all one word, or myspace.com/whirlwindcoalition, all one word, a forward slash between the com and whirlwind coalition, of course. And if you go to either one, of course, I would appreciate it if you tell them that Brandon from Drinking from Puddles sent you. Callie's coming up in 45 minutes with Life During Wartime, don't forget. And I want to approach another issue now that is sort of related, that was talked about on Democracy Now! This morning. And that is the whole Dennis Kine story and all the arrests of the protesters at the Republican National Convention, who were just sort of rounded up and then brought to trial. And it turns out that the New York City police did not bother with presenting the truth in court and just sort of like winged it or whatever. This is actually from the New York Times this morning, or yeah, still this morning. As part of a continuing criminal civil rights investigation of the New York Police Department, the FBI is seeking to interview protesters who were arrested in 2004 during the Republican National Convention and then had charges against them dismissed. Investigators are specifically seeking one protester whose case was prompted by the federal inquiry. Agents from the New York office of the FBI have sent a letter to New York Civil Liberties Union asking for help in identifying and finding those whose arrests and prosecutions were dismissed based on contradictory videotape evidence. Quote, we are attempting to determine if any police officer's conduct violated federal civil rights statutes, unquote, said the two-page letter dated May 11th, which was sent by agents from the New York field office of the FBI. In addition to being a broad appeal for help from the Civil Liberties Group, which has represented demonstrators and filed lawsuits over the arrests, the letter bore in on one arrest that was prompted by John Conveyors Jr., the ranking Democratic member of the House Judiciary Committee, to seek a Justice Department inquiry in April 2005 into the events of August 2004. That, of course, when the RNC took place. In that case, Dennis Kine, who was accused of inciting a riot and resisting arrest, and who was one of the first of the 1,806 people arrested during the convention, had the charges against him abruptly dropped by prosecutors after a videotape of the arrest contradicted an account by the arresting officer, Matthew Wohl. Quote, regarding Officer Wohl, we are attempting to locate Mr. Kine and his attorney, and we are seeking to obtain any documentation of the arrest and the particular videotape of Mr. Kine's arrest, unquote, the FBI letter said. Quote, again, we are also searching to find any other individuals who may have been arrested by police officer Wohl at the RNC, unquote. Gideon O. Oliver, a lawyer who represents Mr. Kine and the two other people who Officer Wohl claimed to have arrested on the steps of the public library on August 31st, 2004, said he got the letter from the Civil Liberties Union yesterday. Mr. Oliver said he planned to respond to it, quote, to the extent that the FBI is seriously looking into what happened that day, I'm certainly encouraged, unquote. Mr. Oliver said, quote, but obviously a little bit discouraged by the timing, frankly, unquote. Asking to elaborate, Mr. Oliver said, quote, the truth is, it just has been a really long time. My impression was that it was very obvious to the district attorney's office in the middle of the trial that Officer Wohl had not told the truth, so I am not sure why it is taking everyone else that long to figure that out, unquote. The treatment of hundreds of thousands of protesters by the police remains a simmering issue nearly 2 years after the convention. Demonstrators and their advocates have said that several people were wrongly arrested. Last week, the Civilian Complaint Review Board, a city agency that monitors reports of police abuse, criticized two deputy chiefs for their performance during the convention, saying that because the chiefs did not use the bullhorn, some of the arrests of the 240 people at the two demonstrations on August 31st was unnecessary. I'm not going to read the rest of the article. We've heard the gist of it. But I am going to play a record that came out by Dennis Kine several years back. Now, what it didn't say in that article is Dennis Kine himself was a pilot during Desert Storm 1 and risked his life, like the people over there now, to protect America. And then when he was exercising his right to protest what he believed was wrong, was not only arrested for doing so, but was railroaded in court. And the arresting officer, it turns out, wasn't even the person who took him into custody. It was just the case against him and almost probably all these other 1,806 people arrested was entirely made up. They were just clearing the way for the Republican National Convention to go on, despite the fact that we all know that that convention was actually full of actual criminals, and these people protesting were, in fact, erstwhile heroes. So this is Dennis Kine from a CD put out called Support the Truth, and I certainly encourage you to do so as well. And this song is called Ain't Going Back Again. Of course, he's referring to the Middle East and Desert Storm 1, and that is probably why he was down there and felt so strongly to be protesting at the RNC about Desert Storm 2. Again, this is Dennis Kine, Ain't Going Back Again. It's here for you on an extended version of Drinking from Puddles. I'm Brandon, KBO Portland, listener-supported radio. Thanks for tuning in.
astray. Brothers are dying, they won't live to see today. Was it all worth it? You had to lie to get your way.
Look at you, look at this.
Blood's thicker than water.
That's right.
What a price we had to pay.
Look at the price now.
Dear Mr. President,
yo,
you and your friends, you all the crooks.
Look at y'all, look at this.
Selling out the poor man, the soldiers' lives are took.
Look at that now.
I can't see no difference from Mr. Hussein to Mr. Bush.
Look at this.
Death and deception, it's the brutal devil loose.
Dear Mr. President, you had a vendetta. Get Saddam by any means and make mad cheddar. In 4 years, you grow 600 million.
The Bush family.
Oil tycoons, there were billions. You even pissed on the public for the cash. You started a deadly war and hiked up the gas. That's because your real paycheck comes from OPEC. Do the Bin Ladens also send endorsements?
K to the R to the S to the 1. My condolences to those that lost their son. Maybe lost their daughter when they crossed them borders. Maybe I'm here for you. It's the new world order. Time's getting shorter while them crimes get longer. I'm hot in the sauna when I blow low. I'm in California, but I'm on every corner. KRS, I'm wreck. You ever say we never warned you? Conscious lyrics, it's time for a little bit. You hear how I'm spitting it? No one is innocent. East Coast oppression, yeah, the West Coast is living it. West Coast oppression, yeah, the East Coast is giving it. Every time we say that bash cash, we getting it. Every time we diss the future when our kids in it. Every time we push the fly rise, they slaving you. Soon we'll be rapping for Saudi Arabia.
Dear Mr. President, the world has gone astray. Brothers are dying, they won't live to see today. Was it all worth it? You had to lie to get your way. Blood's thicker than water, what a price we had to pay. Dear Mr. President, you and your friends, you all the crooks. Selling out the poor man, the soldiers' lives are took.
Job, niggas, it's a war outside, but these niggas don't listen till the missiles start to fly. America ain't nothing but the fantasy life, but the end soon come for that bullshit life. Hold up, before that come, I gotta get mine. This money is all that matters at the present time. Fuck a war in Iraq, I'm born to survive right here in the hood, in these New York times. They got these dudes blowing up shit to no avail. Fuck that, I'd rather rot in jail. Show y'all better than I can tell. I ain't buying what them senators sell. While they passing the bills, we living in hell.
Two deadly suicide car bombs in the Iraqi capitalist day. In one of those attacks, another soldier from Kabul, Baghdad, an American soldier, has died.
War, we all enlisted, yeah. Business and pleasure. The next ex-pres don't know the difference. Strategic planning, my city's in panic. Propaganda spread, the truth kept candid. When push comes to shove and shove to push, we in the same corner saying Buck Bush. It's evidence, they'll remember the name. It's Fred Rett, West Coast, legends of game.
There's a world of hate, where they're out for blood. Don't cooperate, we'll just shoot you up.
Can't even watch the news, it's depressing. I see them belling through Saddam's hood with Smith and Wessons and dropping all kind of bombs with aggression. Mama should stand my prayers for someone to hold you while I pour out some Louis for the fallen soldiers. Best to turn to the Lord, for he's the best to console you. And that's the realest thing Mac-10 ever told you. It didn't have nothing to do with no domino and crimping. Them dudes lost their lives overseas, pistol gripping. Sent youngsters to Iraq to leave blood dripping. And want to lock up all my homies for set tripping. It didn't have nothing to do with no domino and crimping. Them dudes lost their lives overseas, pistol gripping. Sent youngsters to Iraq to leave blood dripping. They wanna lock up all my homies for set tripping.
Mr. President, I ain't hesitant. I fly this kite on behalf of Gary G. affiliate and my resident. Blue collar taxpayers, any drinkers. I'm holding my nuts. in the ghetto giving you the middle finger. Fuck war, for years we'd have been ignored. But when it's time for war, that's the only time you fuck with the poor. Land of the free, but I don't see no sunshine. Just niggas and Latinos on the front line. United States, nah, United Snakes. Where they cast the black folks out and our votes don't count. But we still keep hoping, try to vote. But like the public enemy logo, you keep niggas in the sniper scope. Make me throw my hands up and wonder how Bush getting power. All of a sudden, go down to Twin Towers. Daddy must have passed the word down. I guess it's true what they say, gangsters make the world go round.
Yo, we good, Bush. It's the one you fucked last night. Not the one who sends your brothers off to war and fight. You have smoking hands for the blind eyes and deaf ears. How many more years we accept lies and cry tears? They sell fears to the masses just so they can justify all their fucked up actions. By elections, avoid any questions. Give fake answers, America's cancer. The little puppet with tangled strings. I think dude forgot the value of a human being. Maybe he never knew or never gave a shit. But he can send us off and do his bravery bit. Treating people like pawns for the checkmate with the campaign. Begging people, won't you please re-elect me? Get him out of here, you must learn. You're a fool if you want the fuck him one more turn. Get him out.
Dear Mr. President, the world has gone astray. Dying, they won't live to see today. Was it all worth it? You had to lie to get your way. Blood's thicker than water. What a price we had.
For out the bank with a tank for a prank. Sam, who was glam, ran a scam from Siam to Vietnam. Dean, who was clean, had a scene with the queen for a magazine. Joe wasn't slow, but didn't know how to blow all the dough from the show. Palestine, Texas. Palestine, Texas. Palestine, Texas. Two-seater for a heater had a 30mm. Shecky worked blue, for he knew it was true, he would not get his due. Ann knew the plan as she ran from a fan with a man from the Klan. Phyllis would thrill us and grill us and kill us with bacillus. Palestine, Texas. Palestine, Texas. Palestine, Texas. Palestine, Texas. Thoughts are filled with hay. But is this faith that you profess that led to this colossal nest? When you awaken from this coma, you'll find you were in Oklahoma. When you come out of this self-delusion, you're gonna need a soul transfusion.
fucking cool, but I'm not a good day of being out of fucking USA.
Anymore. We have a state of barbarism, a state of barbarism in which we are daily, hourly, threatening the annihilation of our fellow citizens.
We're looking for a better world. But what do we see? Poverty, hatred, and misery. So much money spent on war when so many on this earth are so helplessly poor.
It's the Crass here on an extra long edition of Drinking from Puddles tonight, going till midnight, which is almost up. And I guess I lied about playing some extra punk rock. I just don't usually talk so much, and that took up lot of time, but that was the Crass. And the unelected president before that, Nguyen Phoc, did USA, The Herd, Starship Trooper. T-Bone Burnett knew from him Palestine, Texas, from the True False Identity on DMZ Columbia. Dear Mr. President was done by the STOP movement, and that's from a compilation record called Hard Truth Soldiers that was all compiled by the artist Paris. And in some record stores, I've seen it listed under Paris for clarity's sake, sort of a Paris Presents Hard Truth Soldiers. And Dennis Kine at the top of it, Ain't Going Back Again, from his Support the Truth EP a couple years ago. And again, he was made the New York Times and Democracy Now! Today because the FBI is finally investigating his wrongful arrest at the RNC convention 2004. And it pretty much shows that this was... And they went to court and didn't really have truthful cases against him and many of the other people. I would guess pretty much it was just a let's round them up and worry about it later type of thing, which is what it appears to be. I hope they're not going to, you don't think they'll listen to my calls or anything. I mean, that would be a violation of a person's rights, right? It's okay. I don't talk about stuff at home like that. It's all really boring. So anyway, one of my favorite... normally this would be Life During Wartime, and we'll be back for a full edition next week. Callie is coming up in a few minutes, and she's going to do like half a Life During Wartime, then her normal program, which is usually something throwdown, 30-hour or 30-second, or I think it varies. May not be that at all anymore. At any rate, I'm going to continue with something that is sort of punk rock and just recently came out, and I played a song off it last week. It's another compilation put out by a Seattle club called The Funhouse. It's called The Funhouse Comp Thing, and it's really, really just chock full of excellent stuff. This song may be something you're ready to do right now. It's called Smash Your Radio. It's the Primate 5 from The Funhouse Comp Thing. It's here for you on an extended version of Drinking from Puddles. Hey, that's Red Bacteria Vacuum from Japan doing the title track to their Roller Coaster EP here on a special extended version of Drinking from Puddles. Before that, the Primate 5 did Smash Your Radio from the Funhouse comp, KBO, Portland listener-supported radio. Normally it would be Life During Wartime, and it will be next week, and it will be in about 3.5 minutes when Callie takes over to do a smaller version of that show and then our own program. Stay tuned for that. My name is Brandon. I'll be back next Wednesday night from 9 to 11 p.m. with my normal length program and my special live in studio guest, Scout Niblett. Please, please join me at that time. Scout is fantastic. So I'm going to leave with one last band. They're from Australia. They're called Gazanga Attack. And this is Disco 69 by them. Gazanga Attack. I'm Brandon. Good night for Drinking from Puddles and KBO Portland. Adios. Bye.